Wenn Semen Shin Mem Gimel Dinei Kotten Beshabes Ubei Sif Echot. So the Machaber says Kotten Euchel Neveles Ein Besden Mitzuven La Frischei. If a cotton is eating Neveles, we'll see this includes all other Yisurim. These are Yisurei Deraise, Ein Bezden Mitzuven Lafrishi. So there's no Chiyuv on Bezden to stop him from doing what he's doing. And we'll see there are two days in Shulchan Aruch, but this day holds, Afilu, this is a Kotten Shehigia Lechinuch, but there is no Chiyuv Chinuch on Bezden. So he can be doing Isurim, but there's no Chiyim and Bezdin to be Mafrishim from what he's doing. Avol Oviv, but a father who's Mechuyiv Lechanech Benoi, so just like there's a Chiyiv Chinuch and Mitzvahs Asei, so there's also a Chiyiv Chinuch and Mitzvahs Lois Asei. Is mitzuve liger boy ula hafrishoi, and then the Ramo says me isa di eraisa. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Neveilois vuhu adin kol shar isurim. All other isurim that this cotton might be doing, v'chein chilul Shabbos. She's Mechalo Shabbos also. Im Oise Ledas Atzmoi, he is not being Mechalo Shabbos for someone else. For he's doing it for himself. So he wants to be Mechalo Shabbos. So there is no Chiyuv on Bezdin to interfere with his actions. Avol Im Oise Bishvil Godol, but what if he is being Mechalo Shabbos Letzorech Agodol? Tzorech Limchais Biyodoy Uchdalel Besimin Shin Lamedalet Siv Chav Hei Ayin Shom B'Mishne Bure. Now in Shin Lamedalet Siv Chav Hei, there it says as follows. Kotten shebo lechabois. That means a kotten sees that a house is burning, so he comes to extinguish the fire. Tzorich limchois biyodoy. So we cannot let him do what he wants to do. We have to tell him he should stop. Now, the Mishnah Berurah in Simin Shin Lamed Daled says as follows, that if he is doing this, let's say his father's house is burning, and he's coming to extinguish the flames of his father's house, he's doing Aldas Oviv. So there the Mishnah Berurah in Shaar Etzion assumes that there's a chiyuv min ha-toire on the father to stop him from doing it. And that is nichlal in the posik, lisase kol melocho ato uvincho. So the shayla is, ato is going on every yid. And uvincho, if the ben is a godol, so it's ato. So you don't need, I don't need a special ribui also bincha. So speaking about ubincha means that the ben is a cotton. And just like there is an isa loisasa kol melocha ato, so ubincha, if your son is doing a melocha litzoil checha, that means he's doing it for you, So you're mechuyev min ha-toyre to be moiche. That is the law of Lis, that if Bincha is doing a malacha for you, there's a chiyev on you to be moiche.
What's the last aviv?
He's doing it for his father. What?
His father told him.
No. We'll see in a minute. Adas Aviv means he's doing it on his own accord because he understands that the father wants that this should be done. That's called Adas Aviv. But there was no tzivoy mitzad the father. And there the Mishnah Brura says, and if he's doing it for someone else, not for his father, again, Yena didn't tell him to do this. So there is, so midarabonon, Yena is mechuyev to be moiche. That means if he's doing it for someone else, a cotton is being extinguishing of a fire for someone else. So the Sharetzin in Shin Lamed Daled says that's also midarabona. That is what the Sharetzin says in Simen Sivkot Nun Daled. Bira Loche in Reisa Mech Aleph, he is Mekel. And he has a problem over there, and therefore he wants to say that that the Issa, the Raisa of Leisase, I'm sorry, it's Reisamachvov. That the Issa, the Raisa of Leisase Kol Melocha Ato Uvincho is only speaking about when he told him to do it. That's the Issa, the Araisa of Ato Vincha. But if he's doing it for him, so then there's an Issa, the Rabbonon, and the father also. There's no Issa, the Araisa. So we have here two, there's a Machlekes in two Biralo, in two places in Mishnah Berurah. Here in Shin Lamed Daled, the Sharetzin assumes that the Lav of Leisase, Kol Melocha, Ato Vincha, which is koilel a cotton, means that if a cotton is doing a malacha for his father, he realizes the father would want that this should be done, so there's a chiyuv min ha-toira on the father to stop him from doing it. And in Reisa Mechvov, the Bir Aloche says, could be there's no chiyuv min ha-toira, but the chiyuv min ha-toyre is by a father. He's not permitted to tell him to do it. Fine. So now there is a kasha that the G'dayli Achreinim ask. If the whole lav of Leisase Kol Melocha Ato Uvincha was only said when the father told him to do it, the father tells the son to go in there and then extinguish the fire or do another malacha, then there's an Issa D'Oraisa. So the kasha is, this is not only applicable to a father and the son L'Gabi Shabbos. This is applicable by all Isurim. There's a lav of Leisachilum. We learn even this, not only a father, someone is not permitted to tell a cotton he should eat chazer, or he should eat shrotzim, or he should do another aveira. So why is there a special, if the whole lav of Leisase Kol Melocha Ato Ivincha was only said, vincha means a cotton, if he tells the cotton to do this, so why is there a special lav by Shabbos? This lav is applicable by all Yisurim. This is a kasha that the G'dayli Achreinim ask. And Rab Chaim Oizer brings down a teretz from Rab Chaim Volozhiner, that Rab Chaim Volozhiner says, a moiradike teretz, and it's a pachad noire. that he says as follows, that if a person tells a cotton to eat chazer, that's a love. If a person, a father, tells a son to be mechalel Shabbos, by the father, this is a love of chilul Shabbos. And the father is considered a mechalel Shabbos, and yeina is yeinesach, and he is all the chumras of a mechalel Shabbos. That's the chiddush of this pasuk. This is what Rav Chaim Voloshin has said. That means this is, even though there's no koris, there's no skill on this, but this is a love of Shabbos, and since this is a love of Shabbos, if a father tells a child to do a melacha in Shabbos for him, so this is a chilul Shabbos mitzad the father.
What the other ones? Achilus asulos.
So it's a love. It's like sechilum. It's a love. He was over love. It's not called I ate chaser. I was over love. There's a love of loisachilum. Why is it the paslif neiva? Because a cotton is a name of mitzvah voice. But there's a love of loisachilum. Fine.
Why is it so stringent over here?
Because it's a love of Shabbos. That's the posik. Loisase kol melocha ato. Just like there's a love, you're not allowed to do a malacha. You're not allowed to tell your child to do a malacha. Fine. Now, I saw once in Aleinu L'Shabeach, he brings down an interesting shayla which we would never cholem of, but Kaponim, he did, not only he cholemed about it, he wrote about it. He brings down a shayla as follows. The halacha is that these are only the Rabbon and the Kedinah, but will come soon to a deraisa. The halacha is normally the Bnei Bayis are nigra after the father, Lagabi Kabbalah Shabbos. That means if the father was Mekabbalah Shabbos, so the Bnei Bayis are nigra. So if it's Shabbos for the father, it's Shabbos for the children. They're not nigra basa, the mother. The mother was Makabo Shabbos. That's the mother to them. There's no problem. Fine. So he clears a shayla. He says, Loisase kol melocha ato is going on the parents. So Bindu is going on the father, going on the mother. This love applies to a mother also. So ato Bindu, avdocha wa moslem techo. Let's talk about Shvisas behemtoy. What happens? An isha was mekabel Shabbos. Now she mitzuve on shvisas behemtoy. By her it's Shabbos. By her husband it's not Shabbos yet. By the children it's not Shabbos. But she has a behemah. Her behemah. So lechayre, if by her she was Mekabel Shabbos. If she was Mekabel Shabbos, so Memele, there's an Elisasa Kol Meloche, Ubehemtecho. There's an Issa of Shvises Behemtecho. That's Lachayre Zichachu. So he says, Amor de Kezach, he says, what will the din be if a woman is Mekabel Shabbos, and then she goes and tells her daughter, who's a Ktane, put on the air conditioner, do this. So by her it's Shabbos already. So lechayre it could be just like that is the din. The din is in your chiyuv Shabbos. There's a din on you loisase kol melocha ato, and your mitzvah that bincha also. The cotton is never mitzvah. A cotton is any mitzvah voice. But if I tell a cotton to do melocha, he's even nisa deraisen. He's a machalo Shabbos. So he says, if by her it became Shabbos, and she'll tell now a cotton to do a melocha, shem yishemayim, it could be a very chamodik yishayla. That's what?
Sometimes a real problem comes in is when somebody makes an early Shabbos.
Yeah, that's when the children want mekabel Shabbos. Oh, fill it on those. That means
all the kids who are
the older kids, the kids, if they're gedolim already, so then it's not bincha. Bincha is only speaking about a katan. It's not ata. Leisasa kol melacha ata uvincha. We're only speaking about ktanim. But ktanim could be a very interesting shaila, a very chomodik shaila. That means to tell a katan or a ktana to do a melacha when by me it's Shabbos. Could be he blames by a tzorchi, and if this is permissible, which is a meridike shaila. Fine. Now let us go. So that's what he's saying over here. Like this is a din cotton oichel nevelis and bezem mitzuvin rav lishoy. But if a cotton does four a godel, then that's another parsha that goes into the shaila of leisasa kamalocha ato vinche. I ain't shamba Mishnah Bura. Fine. Aval Oviv. So what did we say so far? Cotton oichel nevelis. A cotton is eating nevela. A cotton is mechalo Shabbos. And Bezdin passes by and they see this and he's playing on the computer in Shabbos, and the Bezdin passes by and he says, "Good Shabbos, Rabbi," and the Bezdin says, "Good Shabbos, finish," and we don't make a to do about what he's doing. Shabbos, according to the first day, if he's a gia lechinuch, there's no chiyuv on Bezdin to tell him anything. It's not none of our business. Aval Oviv, his father, dafilu lechanech bonov ubnoisov b'mitzvays hutal olov. That means he's mechuyev to be mechanech afilu in mitzvahs. So this day holds, if there's a chiyuv chinuch on mitzvahs, there's zicha a chiyuv chinuch lahafrisha me'averis. If I'm a mechuyev to be mechanech, he knows how to take a lulav, so there's a chiyuv chinuch that he should be menaneh a lulav. So the chiyuv chinuch zicha goes on isurim also. So the father is mechuyev. The father is mechuyev to be mafrishim from isurim. Kedechsiv chanoich lenar apidarke v'choshkein lahafrisha meiso ucheren isos matshmo chomo de mutol al ha'ov. God in Dirshu, he brings down something very interesting, a very interesting halacha. Chmon and the son could be noigeya. Someone told me he knows. He says the whole chiyuv chinuch of a father to a child, if the child is accessible to the father, like someone told me, Nebuch, there was the husband and wife were separated, and the wife has the custody of the child. So there's no chiyuv chinuch on the father. The chiyuv chinuch on the father only applies if the child is in his rishus, so memele, so then there's a chiyuv chinuch. But if he's not in, the child is not accessible, then so this the rabbanu the chiyuv chinuch, which is on the father, doesn't apply. And the Shevet Halevi brings a very interesting raya. It says by Krishma they were not matel the chiyuv chinuch on the father, because normally the father is not at home when the child wakes up or when he goes to sleep. So therefore there was no chiyuv chinuch on such a mitzvah if the father at that time does not have access or shaychus with the son. So he says if the son is someplace else, so there's no chiyuv chinuch on the father. Fine. So here we're talking about the chiyuv chinuch the rabbon. Now is the chiyuv chinuch and the mother. There's a machlokes. V'yesh ma'achroinim shesoivrim the mitzvah chinuch mutal gam al ha'im. Others say there is a mitzvah chinuch. Others say there's no mitzvah chinuch on the mother. So this is a machlokes that Tosfos Yeshanim and Yuma speaks about it. If there's a chiyuv chinuch on the mother. But Agavuche, he brings down, the Dirshi brings something from Rav Nissen Karelitz, L'chayre I saw something in the Rabbeinu Yehin and Igeres HaTshuva. That means, Afilu, we will say, there's no chiyev chinach on a mother for mitzvahs. That means it's not her problem that he should take a lulav or put on tzitzis. There's no chiyev chinach on her. But in the Rabbeinu Yoina Nigeres HaTshuva asks Akasha, Moshe Rabbeinu before Matan Torah, so the first drosha was to the Beis Yaakov, Kosoima LeBeis Yaakov. So that was, he spoke first to the women, then later he spoke to the men. So the Rabbeinu Yoina asks, why did he speak first to the women? What was the necessity? So he says, the Ika Teure in Yerushamayim that a child gets is from the mother. The father's away, the father's busy. He says, the Teure in Yerushamayim he gets from the mother. The mother encourages him, the mother's moedit him, the mother, he says, When he comes home from cheder, the child and the mother is rachmonas, and he'll tell her that what the Rebbe did, and he'll start crying, and she'll comfort him. So and she'll be moedet him and encourage him. So the ikar limud ha-Torah that a child will learn in his younger years, that's the mother's job. And the Yirat Shemayim is also the mother's job because she's with the child. So even though we're speaking about if there's a chiyuv chinuch on the mother, so that's something else. Chiyuv chinuch on mitzvahs, if she's, it's mutal Allah to say he should do a mitzvah, he shouldn't do a mitzvah, but it seems on Torah and Yirat Shemayim, that is zicher the atitesh teiras imecha. That is the mother's obligation. Now, so the Mechaber said further, aval oviv mitzuva ligerboy lafrishoy meiser diereich. That's what the Ramos says. That al tzchi of chinuch, the father is mechuyev to see that the child, the koton, shenato isurim deraisa. So he says, be'emes afilu misura derabonon chayev lahafrish. If there's a chi of chinuch, if we say the chi of chinuch applies on lavin also, so just like there's a chiyuv chinuch on a father to see that his child should do mitzvahs darabonon, there's a chiyuv chinuch on the father to see he should make broches. I mean, there's a chiyuv chinuch on the rabbonons also. So there's a chiyuv chinuch on the father to make sure that his son should not be oiver isurim darabonon. So what does the Ramos say? Lafrishay me iser diyoy reise. So this is problematic. Afilu misura derabonan chayv lafrishay. Kamei detzoich lechan chay b'mitzvus derabonan. Chdelel b'simin kuvov, siv alef. Elenav kemino, te b'isar derabonan, im loy hifrishay ha'ov, zichet de zachi evchinach. But if the father was not mafreshim, ein bezdin moichim biyode, bezdin will not be moichet to the yov, make sure he should not be over the surim derabonim. It's the father's obligation, but bezdin will not be moichet to the father that he should fulfill his obligation by isurim derabonim. Avol bisa deraisa bezdin moichim biyad ha'ov lahafreshay. So this is one mahalach ha-dachoinim say pshat in the Ramah. That what the Ramah says, that a father is mechuyev lahafrish b'noi me'isurim, the Ramah says, isuri derais, that means something else. The father is mechuyev to be mafrish afal isurim, the Rabbonim. But Bezdin will only be moiche on the father's actions if he does not, he's not mafreshim from Yisuri Derais. Yisuri Derabonam, for some reason, Bezen will not be meicher to the father. That's one pshat in the Ramah. Vagro pirish, the Goyin says another pshat in the Ramah. Dolohochi nokat me iser Derais. The Me'isah Darabonon Pomim She'ein Tzorich Lafrishoy. And Iser Darabonon, sometimes, if it's the Tzorich of the cotton, so I don't have to stop him from doing it. I mean, the Ramah did not want to get involved in saying that a father is mechuyev to be mafrish his son from Isurim Darabonon, because it matters which Isurim. Certain Isurim Darabonon, which are Letzoyre HaKotten, he's allowed to do them. And the father is even allowed to tell him to do it. Vavliten loy lechatchila muta. Dahainu kshetzorich lekach. If the cotton needs it, so he's permitted to tell him, he's permitted to do it. Uchidoin rechitze vesiche b'yayim ha-kipurim. That means it says in Masechet Shume that ktanim are roichets in Yom Kippur, and they're soch, they put ointments on themselves in Yom Kippur. Since this is a tzorech of the cotton, it's revise de tinik, so in the Sanisa Darabonon, so you're allowed to do it for him, you're allowed to be roichets, you're allowed, there's no chiv to be mafreshim. So Mamela, that's why the Ramah did not want to say Stamazoy of him by all Isurim Yemuchiv to be Mafresh Akotin, including Isuri Drabonim. There's certainly Isuri Drabonim. If there's a Tzorich for the cotton, it's a Tzorich HaKotin, he's allowed to do it. Agavuch later will have a Bir Alocha, there's a Chuvis Rabbi Kevega. We have to understand the Bezman Rabbi Kevega, the shuls were not equipped so as sophisticated as our shuls are equipped. A person comes to a shul, there's a siddur, there's a chumash, there's all the tzorche hashabbos you can find in the shul. That's the shul. Bezman Rabbi Kevega, you brought your own siddur, you brought your own chumash, and what if you forgot to bring it to Erev Shabbos? So you have a problem. So if you have a karmelis, and to tell a cotton to bring it is also, I can't tell a cotton to do an Issa Drabona for me. So Rabbi Kevega says, now I'll tell you what, if you have a cotton that davens, he doesn't know to daven by heart, so give him the siddur, and he'll take the siddur to shul, which is an Issa Darabonon, a karmelis. He'll take the siddur to shul to daven. You look over his shoulder, you can daven with this, but he's taking the siddur for himself. And this is this shita that an Issa Darabonon litzoyrech hakotten, you're allowed to tell him to do it. You need a siddur, you want to come to shul, you want to daven in shul. So he gives him a siddur. So that's why. That's why the Ramah did not speak about Isurim Darabonim. Uposhit. Now the Mishnah Berurah starts speaking about something which was very close to his heart. Nim Shoma Livnoi Ubito Yaktanim Shemedabrim Loshen Hore. They're speaking Loshen Hore. So this is Lavim Deiraise. Mitzvah is on the father. That's the first Loshen over here. The father Zichem Mechuyev to stop them. Mitzvah liga behem lafrisha misa v'chemi machloikes v'sheker uklolis above nisayno harabim kamo nichsholim boze. How many parents are nichshol in this chiyuv shehem nichem livneim l'dabo loshen hore urechiles ulekal. That means they get only ktanim, when they'll get bigger, they'll make a seder in Chofetz Chaim. But like this, the ketanim.
What's the kalim? It's nivul pe or?
No, kalim means a klol, it's a curse. Yeah. It's a kalul cheresh. There's a lav. Well, he doesn't need. He's not allowed to be a kalul someone. V'nase mugel b'zeh. So what happens? So the father never told him anything's wrong with this. So the first 13 years of his life, he speaks Lashon Hara, he's a Baal Machloikes, Rechiles. Shafilu kshenizgadu v'shemeh sheyesh b'zeh isa godu, now it is informed, koshole lifresh mergeloi, shehugol b'zeh shonim rabbis, v'hoya dova etzloi b'cheskas heter. And here in Dirshe brings down, the Rabbi Chaim says, an adarab, if the father would have been mechanachim in his younger years, this is Lashon Hara, and you're not allowed to speak to his now, have machloikis, so when he'd become a godel, it would be a normal action, but he don't speak Lashon Hara, there's no machloikis, and he's doing a meirde ketoyve to his child. Vida. The shiur hachinuch b'mitzvahs asay u'b'chol tinik lafit. Now we're talking about chinuch, and the mechaber went over. We jumped from just like a father's mechuyev b'chinuch bonov and mitzvahs asay. So it's also an aloisas. But now let's go back to a mitzvahs asay. Lafi charifosoy vidiosoy. It depends each child according to his understanding. So he says it's a bishpul by kiddush kagoyin hayodeya meinyan Shabbos. He understands as inyan Shabbos the Rabbeinu Shalom created the world and he was shavus b'yayim hashvi. He understands. He has such a musig in this, which is between 6 and 7. Chayev lahagiloi lishmaya kiddush vahavdola. So then, by 6 and 7, he should hear kiddush and havdola. Or havdola if he's sleeping when his father comes home. So Sunday he should make havdola. Laber priagof and then amavdol. Ayedeya lishatev kahaloche chayev betzitzis chenal besimin yudzayim. V'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. Now here they bring down that the minig ha'olam is, they bring down for Rabbi Eliashiv, the stipler, the minig ha'olam is that we're mechanach a katan b'mitzvah tzitzis when he becomes 3 years old. The sheer beged, they bring down something interesting from the stipler. How big does the tzitzis have to be? It should, there's a sheer of, so the stipler says the sheer is like this. He's miskasabai ruboy. So that means like this. You have a cotton and, you take the cotton, you measure him from his head to his feet, and let's see, however tall he is, that's chmeis, he's 3 feet, whatever it is, then roiv of that is the oirech of the tzitzis. That means a little bit more than half is that's the length of the beged. And the width of the beged is you measure the back and the sides. And how much that is, that's the reichev of the beged, and that is the shear of the beged. That is the shear of. So each child is lefi gudloi. That is the shear. Agavuche, he brings down something very interesting from the stipler, which is very practical. He said one should make sure that the tzitzis should not be too long. Because when you have a 3-year-old who's oisit tzchochov, so the tzitzis can get very dirty from that. So my male, they shouldn't be too long. They don't have a shear of the normal shear of tzitzis. Chenal b'simin yudzayin. V'chein kol kiyotze b'zeh. Bein b'mitzvahs asei shal teire, bein b'shal divrei seifrim. So when he is more or less, he can do the ma'isa ha-mitzvah. So then there's a chiyuv chinuch. Avol achinuch beloisase. A chinuch beloisase bein shel teire bein shel tevreye. Hu bechol tinik shehu bar avone. When a cotton understands, shemayvin kshaoimrim loy sheze osa lasois oy lechel. So here Dirshu brings down something very interesting. So what does that mean? That he understands when you tell him you're not allowed to eat this, you're not allowed to do this. So what does his understanding have to be? So Rav Nissan Karelet says that he has to understand that a yid does not do such a maise, not because his father told him not to do it. No, a yid doesn't do this. A yid doesn't eat chaza, a yid doesn't put on the light on Shabbos. If he can understand that, so then there's a chiyuv. Then you tell him that we don't put on lights on Shabbos. We don't. So that is. But he has to be. It seems till 2-3. It's not shaykh. He's not. He doesn't understand that. He says Allah barochi. God. He brings down from the chikre leiv that the chikre leiv said that he'll understand you're not allowed to do it, not that if you tell him no, he doesn't do it. That's a good source, but I'll kapon him. But the bar havona means that if I tell him no, the next time when I'm not around, he won't do it. That's called, he's a bar havona. So he understands that this shouldn't be done. If the only way he can understand that you don't do it, when his father standing over his head and says, no, don't do it, the minute the father leaves, so he's not a bar havonas, he doesn't understand yet, you shouldn't do it. Yet, avotinik sheine bar havona klal, enoviv mitzuva lemonoi bar kochim, ilechel machal asuris, mikra deni kedid machal asuris, aymer lechalur Shabbos, afilu be'isr shel teire. There's no chiyuv b'chlal, that means he's playing with the switch. It's there's no chiyuv chinuch on the father to stop him from doing this. Kivin she'enai meivin klal inyan ma shemoinoi umafrish. He doesn't understand this at all. By macholas asureis, they bring down, even though als the chiyuv chinuch, if the child doesn't understand, he's a two-year-old, he doesn't understand that you're not allowed to eat this. So even though als chiyuv chinuch, there's no chiyuv chinuch to stop him from eating macholis asuris, but l'tayvosoi, he zicha should stop him from eating it, because macholis asuris, besides the iser shaboy, it's metamtim, and it will have a detrimental effect on him in his later years. So memele, so als not als the chiyuv chinuch, about l'toyve saben. V'chein im hu koyim, if he's a koyim, ein tzorech loitziyoy mi bayish shatume besoichoy. That means if he's a lav bar havone, there's a mace there, so he's not mechuyiv to tell him to leave. Ele im kein hu bar havone. That means you'll understand that. He understands that you tell him a kohen is not permitted to be there, and he'll understand that. So he's then azai mitzvah aloviv. He's a bar avone mitzvah aloviv loitziyah kedei lahafrishay min ha'isa machmas mitzvah schinach. Now, all that. So here we are speaking about the dinei hafroshe. We're talking about, this is the first day in Shulchan Aruch, that if a katan is doing averes, there's no chiyuv on Bezdin to stop him from doing these averes, this achiev chinuch, and the father, just like he's mechuyev lechanchoy b'mitzvahs, he's mechuyev lechanchoy lahafrishoy me'averes. When he's a bar havone, he can understand that a yid is not permitted to do this. Then there's a chiv chinuch and the father. That is lafrisha. But ulahachnisoi bevayish shetuma besoichai. But to bring him in to a bias, that means he's a 2 year old, he's a 1 year old, the mother is going to a levaya, so she has her 1 year old with her, who is the father's a kohen, so where she can take the 1 year old, so she'll take him in to the where their masped, she has no place where to leave her kid. It's a chas v'shalom. You don't bring him, even though he's a 1 year old, he's a 5 month old. Don't, he's a kohen. So memela, you're not allowed to be metam him be a dime, even though he's a lav baravon. He doesn't understand anything. There's no heta. This is an iser deraisa. Afilu tinik she'enoi bar havone adayin. He can't understand anything. Chmoy shenichtev lekamei. Umikol mokayim eishes koyen muberes. Now, I'd like to give a little hakdome. We'll understand the Mishnah Berurah. It says over a whole Megillah over here. I'd like to give a little hakdome, pshat in the Megillah, what the Mishnah Berurah is going to say. The Magen Avraham brings down a rekeach. A rekeach is from the Rishonim. The rekeach said, if you have a eishes koyen muberes, that she's moberes, is she allowed to go into an oil hameis? She's not taking a 5 month old, she's taking an uber, she wants to go, there's a hesped, and then there's a meister, she's allowed to go, she's moberes, is she allowed to go in the oil hameis? She's an ashes coin. So the rekeir said, it's mutter. Why is it mutter? A sfek sfeker. Because maybe it's in the cave, and if it's not in the cave, maybe it's a navel, some amela, so I'll svek sveke, she's allowed to go. A psak abarov, that was the rekeach's psak. So the Magen Avraham brings down this rekeach, and he says, fine. He says he doesn't understand it. Why need a svek sveke? This is a taro bluo. This is a tara blue, which means that Kozman, the child, is in the mother, Felisa Zocher, he's not Mekabel Tume. The mother is Megan on the child. He's not Mekabel Tume. So why do you say a psahol dreidel with a sfex maker? This is Akasha the Magen Avraham asks on the Rekeach. So on this kasha, the Nesiv Chaim and the Radbaz say, no. The Rekeach, Vashteitzach, that's poshut. The Rekeach was talking about that she's going into oil and a maize, and it could very well be that she's otot about to give birth. She might give birth in the oil and maize. Is she allowed to go in? That's what the Rekeach was talking about. If she has 2 more months, then you don't need the Svek Svek. It means she's going into oil and a mace, and there's a possibility that she has the doctor when I do. Any minute you could be there. And she wants to go into this oil and mace. So the Rekeach said she's allowed to go in because of the Svek Svek. Now we'll see the... Yeah. Mikomokim Ashes Kaimu Beres, Shekovo Yamelonadis, Moteris Likonis Lachatrila by Lameis, the Avshanirlon of Shabade Taylor Chamblot. We can assume that she'll, if a Shema Yir Zochav Yitma Shama Felochi Mutter, the Svek Sveko, Shema Yir Nekeve, Vishema Yir Nefo. Fine, that's Pshat in the Rekeach. Now, in the modern day and age, they bring down from the Shevet HaLevi, what if they made an ultrasound? And from the ultrasound, they found out that he's a Zohar. So they already know that they bought already all the... Now, is the mother allowed to go into a hospital? She wants to give birth in the hospital. And then there's Mason there in the hospital. Let's talk about Neretz Yisrael, which is some Moshchir, the Yiddish Mason there. And is she allowed to go into the hospital? So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman, hey, you don't have your Svekzveik over here. Well, one Svek, maybe it's an Eifel. So one says, a Svek Dereisa, Svekzveik is Mutter. Here you have one Svek. So they bring for Rabbi Shlomo Zalman as follows. He says, Kozman, she went in. There's no Shaila. He's a Zocher. He wasn't Mekabel Tumah. There's 20 Mason there in the hospital. Now she's there. And now since he's there, Beheta, so he says, now she has to give birth. The best place to give birth is in the hospital. I mean, there you have doctors there, if there'll be any complications. So, because this is the Mokim, so als pikuach nefoshes, I mean, that is, I'm not bringing in a koyin. I'm bringing in, now when he comes in, it's a tara blue. And later, it's the most shekivin sheima itzricha lishoy bebeis. Yeah, no. So he says like this. Now it's pikuach nefoshes. This is enisalas is pus loyloda so uba sheviu besoifun etchias din teire. Als pikuach nefesh. Forget she's mechuyev to be in the hospital. There's doctors and experts, so that's the place where she should be. The child will be born, and there's meisim there, but that's the heter pikuach nefesh. Just like a kohen that says a chaylish yesh beisakon, you also take him to the hospital. Hafilu. So then they say after they gave birth, and good, he's born, mazel tov, and everything. But there's a mace. There's a mace next door. So what happens now? Everything is it. So then Rabbi Shlomo Zalman says, if the doctors say there's not too much of a problem after a day to take him out of the hospital, he would advise it. That if there be any problems or something else, but if there's no medical problems, so why should the Chayeva Kain over there and there's a mason in the same room? So it's not an ideal situation to leave the Kain there.